The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
With Rolien Marx and with Simon Anstey with a smile on his face from one side to the other, ear to ear. Rolien Marx, how fantastic it is to chat to you again.
Oh, I'm so happy to speak to you, and you played one of my favorite ever songs.
You are so predictable. You are such an 80s throwback. It's unbelievable.
80s. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to smack you over the head with a Westonery. The original was in the 90s, and that particular version with Mary J. Blige was in the 2000s.
Okay.
This is going to have to result in some smackdown.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get serious, because serious things are happening in the world. This Texas hostage situation, I mean, really, really, and the fact that we're even talking about an event like this is just, it's obscene.
It is obscene, and while I was waiting for you, I was watching Rabbi Satron Walker, that's the rabbi who was one of the hostages, and thanks to his extraordinary calm and training, speaking to Gail King on CBS Morning, and it's the first interview that he's given, it's his first on-camera interview, and you can see he's very clearly traumatized. He says the last hour or so of the standoff, he wasn't getting what he wanted. He says he was getting, it didn't look good, it didn't sound good. We were terrified. And when I saw an opportunity where he wasn't in a good position, I made sure that the two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. The exit wasn't too far away. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman and I headed for the door, and all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired. And just the fact that we're talking about in 2022, Jews not being able to pray peacefully. Apparently a bar mitzvah was happening. This was Shabbat in a synagogue. As we all know, there is not a city in the world, including Israel, where we do have a shomer posted outside, schools posted, you know, because we do suffer from terror attacks in this country. There is not a place, I think, where Jews can pray, where our children can go to school safely, where you can have a Jewish installation without requiring massive security. I don't know about you, Simon, listeners, but yesterday when I saw this news breaking, I was raging angry that we live like this, 100%. That we have a situation where a rabbi and his congregants are held hostage. We can only thank goodness 100 times plus that no harm came to them. But let's break it down. What do we know so far? What we do know is that the hostage taker terrorist has been identified as Malik Faisal Akram. Earlier today, the Daily Mail, because he was a British national, published an article saying that he had previously been branded a menace for ranting how he wanted to be aboard one of the planes on 9/11. How he got into the United States is beyond me. British police have also arrested two teenagers. This is in the Greater Manchester area. In connection, we're still not sure what the connection is, but they have been arrested, and we know that Boris Johnson has called this an anti-Semitic terror attack. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, has called it an act of terror. But you know who hasn't really called it an act of terror is the media. Some media saying hostage in inverted commas, some controversy over the FBI saying that this didn't seem to be directly connected to the Jewish community. Well, I don't know. When you target a synagogue calling for the release of a vehemently anti-Israel, anti-Jewish terrorist, this is Afia Siddiqui, who he was demanding her release. This is somebody who, when she sat on trial, demanded that no person of a Zionist background or Israeli be part of the jury, and that she wanted genetic testing to ensure that fact. He is demanding the release of, or he was demanding the release. He is no longer with us. He was neutralized, of Afia Siddiqui, known as Lady Al-Qaeda. Now, I don't know about you, Simon and listeners, but that doesn't sound like somebody who's all about motherhood and apple pie to me. So just an extraordinary, extraordinary turn of events. We do know that Prime Minister Naftali Bennett monitored the situation and spoke to the rabbi last night, saying to him, the next time you are in Israel, I want to meet you. I want to give you a hug.
Ro, I just want to read you a very quick two-sentence comment from Hussein Abu Bakr, who is a very wise Egyptian, very involved in the Jewish community, been on a journey himself, and he wrote the following. He said, if your immediate reflexive reaction to a Muslim man taking Jewish hostages on Shabbat in a synagogue to demand the release of a terrorist is the urge to protect Muslims from bigotry and not Jewish lives from violence, if your immediate reaction is to talk about Islamophobia and not anti-Semitism, you have a serious problem. This is not reality. This is ideology. That hit me quite hard, and I'm interested in your take on that.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because it's very, very important to note that Rabbi Sashon Walker worked very much in interfaith. And when this hostage situation, which took nearly 12 hours, was underway, the community of Imams, Muslims, Christians, Jews in the area all came to see where they could help, where they could give their support. And I think we have to be very, very, very aware that we do have allies in the Muslim community. We have seen it in the last 2 days over social media, many of our allies coming out. And here again, I want to credit Muslims Against Anti-Semitism. Please, if you are on Twitter, go and follow them. I think their handle is at MAAS. They have shown up for us over the last 2 days. They have shown up for us over all the issues with the BBC. They are there speaking very, very vocally against anti-Semitism. You've got Hussein Abu Bakr and so many members of the Muslim community that have either reached out to us as individuals, as Jews, or organizations fighting anti-Semitism. We have to be able to make a distinction between members of a community that maybe are in the minority, that follow a certain ideology, and members of a community who are there to support us absolutely, unequivocally, and consistently.
Did it not concern you hugely that the terrorist sitting in prison for 88 years or 84 years odd, Afia Siddiqui, has got like 3 doctorates?
Well, this is also a very important point, because very often we hear our detractors say they are desperate. It's a situation of desperation, and they are drawn to terrorism as a way to earn money. No, 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 no. Let's dismiss that right there. This was a neuroscientist with 3 doctorates. Yeah. Let's also look at the terrorists on 9/11, the leader, Mohammed Atta, who had his degree in architecture. We only need to look in our own region to see the high levels of education that terrorists do have. These are not desperate people. These are people that either follow a particular ideology, or very often in the case of women, have been seen, and definitely not in the case of this woman, I don't think you get called Lady Al-Qaeda for no reason, but often we have seen here in Israel women forced to carry out terror attacks because they are believed to have brought shame in some way on their family, and that is their way of honoring their debt of shame.
Ro, we had a whole number of issues to get through today. We haven't managed that. I'm not surprised. This is a really important issue. I want you to take one more minute and just address one more aspect of the same issue, and that is the impact on the Jewish community in America itself, which I think has seen itself as somewhat insulated and different from the Jewish communities in Europe, which, as you say, have got tanks parked outside their shuls. Do you think, in the light of Poway and the number of events that we've had, and this one now, do you think there's going to be a change in the Jewish community in America?
That's an excellent question, and from what I'm observing, and I read a very, very sobering article by Barry Weiss. Barry is one of the most respected columnists. She herself left the New York Times feeling bullied out of the institution or the publication because she is Jewish and because she is Zionist. American Jews, wake up.
Yeah.
This is the situation when you have to have your security in New York, Los Angeles, strengthened as a result of what happened in Dallas. You have a problem.
American Jews, wake up. Rolene Marks, it's 5:30. We leave it there. You and I will chat again tomorrow.
We so will. 80s indeed.